Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. During the second and third segments of tonight's show, we're going to play a guessing game, and we'll be wrapping up the show with some songs of the season. But to start things off, we're going to celebrate the birth of Salvatore Anthony Guadagna. You may recognize him by the name Harry Warren, but even if you don't, you most certainly will recognize his songs, such as this one.
Convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wide, baby. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Good night, now it's time to say.
Two of the approximately 400 songs from the pen of Harry Warren, Paul Specht and his orchestra, and I Found a Million Dollar Baby, and the Boswell Sisters, backed by Victor Young and the orchestra, and Lullaby of Broadway from the film Gold Diggers of Broadway. Harry Warren was born on this date, December 24th, in 1893, in Brooklyn, New York. His career spanned over 30 years, and he wrote about 400 popular songs and show tunes, including three for which he won Academy Awards. He had an early interest in music, and although he had no formal musical education, he taught himself to play the drums, the accordion, and later the piano. He quit high school at age 16 to join a traveling circus where he played drums. By 1915, he was working for the Vitagraph Movie Studio in New York, where he played piano, served as a prop man, acted, and worked as an assistant director on several films. In 1922, he came up with his first hit song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. He had two hits in 1923, Home in Pasadena and So This Is Venice, both introduced by Paul Whiteman. By early 1925, 10 Warren songs had been published, with about half of them becoming hits. 1925 was a very productive year for Warren, and he scored big with I Love My Baby, My Baby Loves Me, and Seminola. 1926 brought Where Do You Work, John, and In My Gondola. And in 1928, the very popular Nagasaki was written. From 1929 to 1932, Harry Warren was the director of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP. In 1929, he wrote several more hits, teaming up with top lyric writers, including Gus Kahn and Kalmar and Ruby. In 1930, he was called on to write the score for the picture Spring Is Here, and the score for the Broadway show Sweet and Low. 1932 was a major turning point in Harry Warren's music career, and was the year he wrote the score with Al Dubin for the Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler picture 42nd Street. Harry Warren passed away on September 22, 1981. Here are two more Harry Warren songs, starting off with this one from Fats Waller.
While these lights are burning low, Oh, honey, I know we can make it if we take it sweet but slow gas.
Annette Henshaw in 1931 and a song from the Billy Rose Review, Sweet and Low, Would You Like to Take a Walk? And before that, Fats Waller and his rhythm and Sweet and Slow from the 1935 picture Broadway Gondolier, the same picture which gave us Lulu's Back in Town, which I played last week, also by Fats Waller. some Harry Warren songs to commemorate his birth on this day, December 24th in 1893. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back to play a guessing game right after this. Now, normally I introduce each set of songs on the show with some factoid or bit of trivia, but I'm going to do things a little differently for these next two segments of the show. I'm going to play seven songs, and it's up to you to see if you can figure out the common denominator and the associated trivia. Each song title has a clue in it. Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers are going to get us started.
I've had, cause I didn't button up my overcoat. All I do is sniff, pass that handkerchief. What a funny feeling in my eyes and ears and throat. I can't sleep, I can't eat, get a pail and soap my feet. I got a coat of my nose, oh, I got a coat of my nose. Please repeat what you said, funny noises in my head. I got a coat of my nose, ooh, I got a coat of my nose. Bought myself galoshes, flannel union suits. Over my galoshes, I wear a pair of rubber boots. Oh, I feel bad, I feel bum. Gee, I'm glad the spring has come. I got a coat of my toes. Ooh, I got a coat of my toes.
Just let the time go by, good for nothing, sleepy head. Dig away that bed, but you're such a lazy bum, you'd be sleeping standing up, good for nothing, sleepy head. Sleepy head, underworked and overfed, gonna sleep the day away.
But this is such a sleepy day, I want to be a sleepy head.
Sleepy head, got to get you out of bed.
You just stand around and shout until you get me tuckered out. I'm bound to be a sleepy head.
Big boy, don't you know today is Sunday? That's no day to lay around and doze.
Sunday is a day I sleep till Monday. That's the way I save my go-to meat and clothes.
Sleepy head, you're gonna be a long time dead. Gabriel's gonna blow his horn, but you won't hear it if it's morning. Good for nothing, sleepy head.
I heard you
a bashful baby. You're cute as you can be, bashful baby. You're just the type for me. I'm in love with you. Say you'll love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss? Bashful baby, I can't go on like this. You've got my heart pumping apart. Don't be bashful baby with me.
Love that record. Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with Scrappy Lambert doing the vocal on Bashful Baby from 1929. Before that, the Mills Brothers, Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Mills Jr. from March 29, 1934, recording in San Francisco, and Sleepyhead. The boys had sung Sleepyhead in the film Operator 13. And we started off with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Dr. Jazz, written by Joe King Oliver. Dr. Jazz was recorded at the Webster Hotel in Chicago on December 16, 1926, and that vocal was by Jelly Roll Morton. And actually, I forgot a number there. After Dr. Jazz, Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies, and I Got a Coded by Doze. You may be familiar with the version by Rosetta Duncan also. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. We're heard each and every Sunday evening at 6. Well, have you figured out the common denominator among the last four songs? If not, we'll have the final three clues for you when we return right after this. Continuing our little guessing game, here is Slim Lamar and his Southerners.
Thank you. donkey. Start cutting loose, get honky-tonky. It's a good excuse, let your feelings run wild. Shake your feet plenty, don't be haughty. Work double 20, that means 40. Make noise entry, act just like big child. Oh, got such, well, you know what I want to say. Hot much, that tempo sure is hot that way. I'll bet a dime, guess a donut. Other dance they may come and go, but when you learn donkey, you will want it to stay.
Dud Meekum's Wolverines and one of Meekum's own compositions, Angry. Angry had originally been recorded on July 17, 1923 by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and in 1924 by Merritt Bruni's Friars Society Orchestra with Meekum on piano. The version we just heard was recorded in the summer of 1925. Dud Meekum was the composer along with Cal Duvall of How's Your Folks and My Folks Down in Norfolk Town. And before Dud Meekum, we heard from McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Zonkey from February 3, 1930, with Dave Wilborn performing the vocal. And we started off with Slim Lamar and his Southerners under the direction of Bob Nolan, who also did the vocal on Happy, recorded in Memphis on September 4, 1928. And there you have your seven clues to the common denominator and trivia behind that set. Let's review, shall we? We started off with Dr. Jazz, followed by I Got a Coded by Doze, and What Do You Do When You Have a Coded Your Doze But Sneeze? Then we heard Sleepy Head and Bashful Baby. Figured it out yet? No? Well, then we heard Happy. Zonky, zonky being a term for someone under the influence of alcohol or drugs, also known as dope. And we ended up with angry, and someone maybe who's just a little bit angry could be described as grumpy. So you've got grumpy, dopey, happy, bashful, sleepy, sneezy, and Doc, the Seven Dwarfs. Pretty clever, eh? Well, this past week on December 21st in 1937, Walt Disney presented the first full-length animated feature, which debuted at the Carthay Circle Theater in Hollywood, California. It cost $1.5 million to produce Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Disney got his total investment back in the first year of the film showing. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is 83 minutes in length, and 750 artists worked on the film. Nearly 1 million drawings were made, of which 250,000 were used in the final print. The Wicked Queen's voice was that of Lucille Laverne, and Adriana Caselotti gave voice to Snow White. Marjorie Belker Champion was the model for the cartoon star. Disney won a special Oscar in 1938, presented to him by Shirley Temple. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, broadcasting from the new palatial studios of Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7, Avalon. As always, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or they can be sent by regular postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711, P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. And if you have friends over town, they can hear the streaming online version of Rapidly Rotating Records over the internet on MPAC Radio Wednesday afternoons at 2 Pacific Time at www.mpacproductions, that's mpakproductions.com. We'll be back with some songs for the season when we return right after this. There weren't a whole lot of Christmas songs recorded in the 1920s and 30s, but we do have a few, so we'll wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with some songs for the season, starting off with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra.
Yeah. Gloriana.
What is all that noise?
Hallelujah.
Don't come up with that now.
Gloriana.
Who is that over in the corner?
Hallelujah.
I believe that's Mr. Teagarden. Hey, what you doing up here, man? Last time I saw you, you were saying fatty well to Harlem.
I done been where I was going, and I ain't going there no more.
You sure come back at the right time. It's Christmas up here.
What do you mean up here? It's Christmas everywhere.
Yeah, but it ain't no Christmas like Christmas in Harlem.
No.
Every gal strutting with her bow, through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. Christmas night in Harlem.
Black and tan feeling mighty good. In that old colored neighborhood, here and now be it understood, Christmas night in Harlem.
Everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone will be all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Come on now, every cold black Joe, greet your sweet neath the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem.
Hee-hee, man! Zaws, why did Santa Claus leave in your stocking?
Let me see. There's an orange, a jar of kink out, and man, look at that slide trombone. Ain't it pretty?
Yeah, but it might not sound so pretty. Let me hear you toot it.
I'm glad to be back in this festivity.
Ah, you said it, Mr. T. It's Christmas night in Harlem.
When it's Christmas night in Harlem,
man, you drew the bibful.
Thank you. back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Some swinging Christmas records for this Christmas Eve edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We heard from Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and Santa Claus Express from 1935. Then Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1934 with Johnny Mercer and Jack Teagarden vocalizing on Christmas Night in Harlem. Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1935 and Jingle Bells. And finally, the unmistakable voice of Tommy Stax with some good advice regarding the season. Santa Claus is coming to town. This evening, as a matter of fact, Harry Reaser's orchestra. I'm going to say goodbye now and end with a final holiday record from Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs, rather than with our usual closing theme of Avalon. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll tune in again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL. If you're a visitor to Avalon, or for those of you who have friends and family over town, you can hear the internet edition of the show streaming online Wednesdays at 2 Pacific Time on MPAC Radio at www.mpacproductions.com, M-P-A-K. Your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to Glenn at glennrobison.com, by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. I wish you safe and pleasant holidays and all the best of the season, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in a winter wonderland.